Welcome to the chat live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Once again, this program is live and we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device, your cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and download the app called TuneIn. Once again, TuneIn and search WWGH, and you will have the opportunity to listen to all the fabulous programs that we have to offer you. If you would like to call in, have any questions or make any comments while we are on the air live of my guest or myself, the telephone number here is 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Location 582 Lee Street. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They're also located in Marion, Ohio. They have an ongoing announcement. If you missed a free produce market on August the 10th, you have to wait until September, the second Saturday, starting at 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. That time again is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that is at Logos Christian Ministries. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in their family. But you do need to show an ID. I need to state that for them. They would appreciate it if you would come with your ID. Okay, and we also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Their telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and it's titled Stage of Life. On the stage of life, be both actor and audience. Detaching yourself from the roles you play will help you get in touch with the part of you that is not an act. I'm sure someone out there can agree with that or disagree with that. I'm sure many of you will. I have a couple announcements I need to put forth from Logos Christian Ministries. Prayer for Radical and Ethnic Unity, Love and Change in America. And that's Sunday, August 18th at 6 p.m. And this will take place at Marion City Hall, downtown Marion, 223 West Center Street. Okay? Please join us in promoting racial unity, love, and change that transcends differences in our country. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with what we witnessed a week ago from the shootings throughout our nation. Also, they have Saturday, August the 17th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Logos Christian Ministries. They have a back-to-school giveaway, kindergarten to the 8th grade. Child must be present. And this will also take place at Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street. The 17th will be this week, Saturday, August the 17th, and the 18th will be that Sunday, the prayer at Marion City Hall. Okay, I need to announce to you or introduce to you my two panelists, Jamila Harris. How are you today, Jamila?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I have Dacia Wade with me. And how are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Okay, and they are our panelists, and we are presented with a guest today. And her name is Jessie Thompson. So how are you today, Jessie?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, great. She's come to share with us what her event that she has already set up and she's going to share with us all the goodies concerning this. And our panelist is here to listen and also to ask questions if need be. And if we get through that in time, we'll also talk about the stage of life. So, Jesse, you have the floor.
My name is Jesse Thompson, and I'm with Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church here in the city. We are planning the 8th Annual Gospel Fest Extravaganza, which will be Saturday, August the 24th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's here in the city of Marion. It's free admission, and the location is Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 475 East Fairground Street. Like I said, it's here in the city. And during that, we do have vendors that's going to be present. We have live entertainment and everything. The admission is free. So come on out and support Mount Zion on this Gospel Fest. And we do have 23 vendors, from food vendors. We have vendors coming from Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. And just to name a few, we have like African fabric and things. This girl, she's out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She would be bringing African attire plus the fabric and some accessories. And another girl that's coming from Cincinnati is going to be doing the bling t-shirts, which is Christian t-shirts with the Christian saying on like bless and joy. And she also would be having accessories. And I seen work that both of these girls has done, and it's really nice. And we also have a girl that's coming in, Tori Bella Cosmetics. And she's going to be presenting some type of new eyelash for all of you ladies out there that wear the eyelashes. Okay. So, again, that's at 475 East Fairground Street here in Marion. Also, we'll have, like, the Shade of You, which is designer eyewear. And those would be for men and women. So, come on out and support Mount Zion. Some of the people that we would be having on stage, King's Temple Praise Team would be singing on stage. Also, I have Ernestine Mitchell out of Delaware, Ohio, and Linda Reynolds out of Delaware, Ohio. And also, we have Jamila and her husband is going to be singing. So you all need to come out and support the people that's going to be on stage.
That's Jamila, one of our panelists, right?
Yes, okay. One of the panelists is going to be singing.
All right.
So just come on out, tell your friends, your family, your aunts, your uncle, everybody, and come on out and support Mount Zion on this.
Okay, so did any of you have any input to put on that before I ask any questions?
Will they be assembling the eyelashes at the extravaganza?
Yes.
Do you have a price on those or no?
No. She'll have all that when she get here and set up her booth. So.
That sounds interesting. New eyelashes, huh? So we can't get beautiful enough, can we?
Uh-huh. I'm going to give me some, too.
I don't blame you for that. I'd love to have me some, too.
I want to try them, too. I just had eye surgery. I don't have to wear my glasses, so I want some eyelashes. So
right.
Yes.
That's great.
And also, we're going to have a young lady that's, so bring your pastors, because they love to wear bow ties and neckties. She will have those there at the Gospel Fest. Okay. So it's going to be really nice. We got 10 vendors that's going to be on the inside, and everybody else will be on the outside. So it's an inside-outside event.
Okay.
And we will have food vendors also.
Sounds like a good time. So did you have anything you want to share, Jamila, or ask her? Okay. No. You were saying that, now, I know you've done this before. What number does this make? How many times have you done this in Marion?
This will be the eighth year.
Eighth year? Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't realize it was that many times.
Yep, I was doing it at...
I've been to one, I mean...
At the Women's Club.
Yeah.
Club home, yeah.
You always...
I always done it.
Presented them there?
The seven that I did on my own.
Was at the Women's Club. Okay. I know I did attend one there. Okay. And it was a lot of fun. It really mm-hmm. was. And going around to all the vendors. Mm-hmm. And you said you had some coming from as far away as Cincinnati.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that should be a good time. Real good time. Live entertainment. Our panelists, Jamila and her husband, will be singing.
And also True Faith Choir.
True Faith Choir. All right. All that brings right. in Dacia. Mm-hmm. Wait, and the rest of them. Well, wow. That's going to be a great time, isn't it?
And we also got Sister Martis is going to be singing.
King's Temple.
And I'm waiting to hear back from her if Community Choir is going to be singing.
Okay. Okay. So how is this received among the community?
I usually have a good turnout.
Good turnout. Maybe at least 100 to 200 people.
Yeah.
That's a good turnout.
250, something like that, that come through.
That is great. So. That is wonderful. Wow. So those of you who are listening, please mark your calendars for Saturday, August the 24th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Place again is at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. East Fairground Street, 475, and it's the white brick octagon church, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Inside and outside vendors. Wow, that's going to be a great time. Is there anything else you would like to share with us about that?
Just don't forget, it's 475 East Fairground Street here in the city of Marion. There will be vendors, live entertainment, and it is all free admission. So come out and join us in celebrating this joyous occasion. It's the eighth year, and there will be something for everyone.
Right.
There, the vendors.
Right. Okay. All right. It seems like we're having more and more events going on in the city of Marion, and I remember a time when people would say, well, there's nothing to do in Marion, but... That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. There seems to be too much to do now. You can't get around to everything.
That's
you know?
Right.
We have that Tasters thing going on Tuesday and the Rib and Blues Fest. And it's just so much going on. I can't attend everything, but I do hope to take advantage of this, at least come and enjoy the vendors. I like going from booth to booth and see what each one has to offer and take advantage of the free music that will be going on. I have to support. Yes, that's great. Now, we will visit that again before we leave the air. Okay.
And we do still have vendor spaces available. You can contact me at 740-262-0220. Again, that's 740-262-0220.
And it doesn't matter what they have to offer. Okay. All right. Still room if you're interested. Any crafts or anything like that, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. That's going to be a good
How much is a booth?
The booth space is $25 for a 12 by 12 space without electric. And $35 with electric. Mm-hmm. And we asking you to bring a 100-foot cord, and we will supply the hookup for you.
That's great. That is great. I don't know. I might let my daughter know about that.
And also, vendors, you need to bring a tent, your table, whatever you can fit underneath your 12 by 12 space. You need to bring tent, tables, chairs, and your setup.
Okay. I might let my daughter know about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll let her know about that. She does baked goods and things like that. She may be interested in that. I will check with her and see.
Ooh.
My daughter, Tomika, she lives
sweet
in Wooster.
Sweet Meats Cake and Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, Sweet Meats Cake and Candy Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has her own bakery. So, yeah, I'll let her know about that. I might text her that today. Yeah, and she says $25 for mm-hmm. a booth. She has to bring her own little canopy type. That's mm-hmm. the type you're talking about? 11 by 11 or 12 by 12?
12 by 12 space.
12 by 12 space. That's great. That's good. Any more questions, panelists? I hope it's a beautiful day that day. Great. All right. So, we're going to talk about the stage of life. And anytime you want to put a plug in, we'll okay. pause and do that. This is the thought of the day. Stage of life. On the stage of life, we both act and we're also the audience of our own lives. Detaching yourself from the roles you play will help you get in touch with the part of you that is not an act. So the question is, what stage of life are you in? Are you acting or are you the audience of yourself? Who wants to go first?
Say that question again.
Are you an actor in your life or are you the audience? And let me see if I can make that a little more plainer. I used to want to be an actress. And I thought I could act. I thought I could. You can tell me I couldn't act. And I would do drama scenes. I would do the crying scenes. You know, and I would portray myself as an actor, which really wasn't me, right? So now I'm the audience of my life. I'm not putting on this charade of, I could do that at a drop of a dime. What? Just going to role play, right? But now I'm the audience of my life. I can say, well, you did a good job. I can pat myself on the back. You know, I can say, well, I need to do this better. I'm just not out here just doing anything. Just going, you know, headstrong and planting my feet wherever I need to, you know, want to go without thinking. So I think that's more or less what they're talking about. Are you still acting out your life or are you the audience? Or can you sit back and look at yourself in your life where you are now and say, okay, it turned out okay. I'm in a good spot in my life. That's how I look at it.
I definitely think I'm the audience now too. I had to think about it. I was over here thinking like, am I the actor or the audience? And I'm like, I'm the audience because I'm agreeing with you as well. I didn't act my life out pretty well. Now it's time for me to sit back and critique myself. And that's basically what I'm doing so that I can get even better from seeking help from my creator
right,
first.
Right, right.
And that's going to make me even better. And I believe that, you know, we're our biggest critics anyways mm-hmm. to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's good to be able to be at that stage to slow down and look at those things.
Right, right. Instead of being headstrong, which a lot of
yes.
us are, you know, especially mm-hmm. that young age, your head's strong.
Ooh.
And some of us,
you can hit
40, 50, 60 years old and still headstrong. You agree, Jesse?
Yes, I agree.
Still acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I think I'm about halfway. I think I'm half actor and
I was going to say that.
Half audience.
Audience.
That's
because
what
if
I was
it's something
say.
That I really want to do, accomplish, I go after it. I mean, full speed.
Right.
I don't stop until I have it finished.
But you have a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a goal.
So and after I get it finished, then I can be the audience. I can sit back and
yeah, that's one way of putting it too.
See
yeah.
what God have allowed me to create.
Right. reap the fruit, the harvest, reap the harvest of your work. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too. That's a good one, too. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I agree with her. I do think that we all are both in our life, even in everyday lives, even in just day by day, we play both roles in our life. I recently went to a job interview, and I went and I answered the questions and everything. I wanted the job, so I went to the interview. So at this point in time, I'm acting. I'm putting on this role to get this job, right?
That's right.
Okay. I'm acting.
You're dressing for it.
Yes,
and I'm
putting on my costume and everything for this part. But, you know, now that I got the job, now I'm sitting back analyzing what I did to get the job.
Right.
What I got to do to keep the job, and things like that. So I think in every aspect of our life, we play both roles.
That's a good synopsis of that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, audience. I think that is so true. We as people, because a lot of times, it's that thought of the morning, that first thought of the day. If we give it to God, we're more or less audience. But a lot of times, I don't know about you, I can only speak for myself. I'm up, something hit my mind, and I'm doing something else already. Oh, I forgot to do my devotion. Then I got to run back. Now the phone ringing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm distracted. I'm like, oh, Lord, give me another minute. I'll be right back, you know. And then my thoughts already moving. I'm already in motion of my day, you know. So, but a lot of times, if I can get that time in to talk to him before I get started, oh, I'm an audience all day. Mm-hmm. I can be an audience all day long in my life. And because I'm not just running off the tip of my mind and what I got, you know, our agenda that we set for ourselves, we do that 2 or 3 days in advance, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you made your appointment. It's been what, at least a couple of weeks, you know, so we've already set that agenda. And we do that. Well, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Or, you know, Friday I'm going to do this. I get my check. I already know how I'm going to spend it. You know, that's how we think. And that's how we go with our lives. And it's like, okay, that's being the actor. That's being the actor. You agree or disagree? I see Daisy contemplating.
I mean, to a certain extent. It's being an actor.
Okay.
And then it's not being an actor. I think that it just depends on the individual. Mm-hmm. Because one thing for me can be me acting, which could be just natural for someone else, or, you know, they've been there, done that, and they're in the audience in that same particular area in their life that I might be going through, and I've been putting on this persona and acting like I'm this and I'm not that and all this stuff. And I believe that we all go through the same different phases in life, and we all play both roles in every phase of life that we go through.
That's true. We do, and when I looked up audience, it says the assembled spectators or listeners at a public event, such as a play, a movie, a concert, or meeting. So I was pretty good off the top of my head about being the audience. A formal interview with a person in authority. So that does make a lot of sense. You listen to yourselves. So people say, well, you talk to yourself. Yes, I do. I need to. I need to clarify things. You know, it helps me find things in my house, too.
But I think everybody talk to themselves.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, where did that come from?
I mean, as long as my grandmama used to tell me, you could talk to yourself as long as you don't answer the question that you ask.
But we do that, too. We do that too. I know I do. Can't be the only one. What did I do with my shoes? Oh my gosh, I just seen them the other day.
But I don't think anybody ever stopped acting in their life. Mm-mm. Because once you stop acting, I think, and just being the audience, something going to be like lacking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You always going to plan, well, I need to be at this point, and this is what I have to do to get to this
right,
point.
Right, right,
right. Where I can sit back and watch what I've done.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. I can agree with that.
Uh-huh.
I can agree with that.
Because after you finish with one thing, you're going to always want to go to something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are not going to sit idle.
Okay, so.
Does that make any sense?
Yes. Because if you're the if you're the audience at all times, then you are just basically sitting idle. Mm-hmm. You're sitting idle waiting for something to come along, waiting to see what goes on like this, or you're just going kind of with the flow of everything. But to be the actor is like the initiation to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they say, I'll do anything to get this, or, you know, or to help my child, or in any area of your life, you have to, that initiative, that's you being the actor to get
mm-hmm.
what you want
right
in life.
Right.
Whether it's going to college to get a degree, whether it's, even if it goes to, I'm going to marry me a doctor. Well, you got to be in the right places, so you got to put on that costume to get right. in that place to be with that doctor.
That's true. That's true.
So the actor part is the initiative to get you to the point to become the audience.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is we really never come to the point where we're just the audience.
No.
Because right. it's sort of like life has stopped.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes. And you're on your deathbed at that time. I remember.
Wow.
You know, deal, I mean,
it's probably just, right, though. That's deep.
They say if you don't use it, you what? You lose it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's easy, too, because I remember a couple years ago I had two surgeries that year, and it was like, you got to rest. Your body has to heal, so you got to be still. Like 6 weeks. Second one was like 2 months. And I'm like, now I didn't lost all my motivation for what I was doing. Now I don't want to go nowhere. I want to sit down and rest. You know, like I was, get up, clean my house, and put on a little pretty dress and sit up on the couch. My kids called me, Mom, what you doing? Told you to sit down. Like I can't even get up and go to the kitchen. You know, sit down. Don't move. You got to heal. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then here come Pete. She gonna drive over early in the morning when she get off work. You know, I told you, sit down. What, can I go to the bathroom? Can I do anything? I'm telling you, that was something. Just couldn't do anything. So now I done got lazy.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing when I had surgery 2 years ago, and the doctor had told me, well, you need to rest the first couple of days. I said, well, can I go back to work? I said, I don't have to lift anything. So he told me I can go back to work.
Okay.
But he didn't tell me that not to bend over.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was after I had my cataract surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I bent over, and the eye got infected.
Oh, no.
Because it was like putting pressure once you bend over.
Right.
Because they take the one lens out and put another lens in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me not to bend over.
Right.
But then after I thought about it, I said, oh, dumb me. I should have knew I couldn't bend over.
You probably didn't.
But it was too late.
Right, right. Because I don't think I would know that.
I was the actor, and then after I figured it out, I was sitting back. I was the audience.
Sit your butt down there.
I had to calm myself down.
Oh, I can understand that. Yeah. I got to read this for you, though. An actor is a person who portrays a character in a performance. Also, actress. The actor performs in the flesh, in the traditional medium of the theater, or in modern media such as the film, the radio, and television. Mm-hmm. But they're not really stressing or bringing to point. We do this every day in our life. It's not just on the screen. It's just not in the movies or on Broadway. This is everyday life. We act, like Jamila says, and we're also the audience of our lives. You know, because people are watching us all the time. Your children watch you. My grandchildren watch me. They listen. You know, and I think that's more or less the audience. They're watching us. Mm-hmm. They're looking. They're paying attention. They do what we do. They say what we say. And a lot of times we don't even realize that. We're just going about life, you know. And then next thing they'll say, and you'll say, well, why'd you do that? Well, you did that. And they're like, what? That don't mean do it because you saw me do it. But we do. We do that. I can remember things I witnessed my mother did. I do. Why? Because I saw her do it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I guess it goes on generation after generation of we carry something throughout our lives from way back because they had to get it from somebody. It may be one little thing that you picked up from your mother, or your grandmother, that her mother or grandmother showed her, and it's still like tradition. You agree with that?
Yes. Learned behavior.
Right. Learned behavior. So how do we get out of that, or do we? Get out of learned behavior.
You can get out of learned behavior, but you got to realize that it's learned behavior. Well, okay, I'll give you this example. I was diagnosed as being bipolar, mm-hmm. and I got arrested one time, and I had talked to someone, uh-huh. and I told him that I was bipolar, and I had got a check and everything, and she said, well, I don't know if you bipolar or if you just got learned behavior. And I said, what do you mean by learned behavior? Mm-hmm. Well, if something happened that somebody didn't like and all they did was yell, and that's what you're doing, it's just learned behavior. Mm-hmm. You're just learning from someone else how to handle a situation or, you know, whatever it could be, how to handle being behind on your finances, right, or being cheated on, or, right, exactly. You know, things like that. Or, you know, but you learn it. You seen it from somewhere else, you know, like.
Too many times.
Yes, just like I remember my grandmother, your mother, saying to Aunt Carrie to send her that lie.
Lie soap?
That lie, yes. And I remember after that, I told somebody, don't make me go get no lie and squirt you with it. See what I'm saying? It's learned. I don't even know what lie is. I didn't even know what it was.
Why didn't you pick that part up, though?
I knew it was going to hurt somebody.
Oh, my.
What I'm saying is, it was learned. When I got upset. Grandma got upset, asked for that lie, so I said, I know what, I knew, it taught me, not even necessarily a smart defense, but it taught me a defense, and you never know what someone is going to pick up.
No, I would have never thought that. That is something I never picked up, and they used to make their lie soap.
They used to make used to wash with it.
Yeah, their clothes and stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh. Of all the things to pick up, that's what you picked up.
I know it'll eat your skin up.
Well, that depends on how much you use.
Right, because my grandmom used to make it and take baths with it.
See?
We used to take bath in it, too, in the soap.
You can buy that at, it's not Hobby Lobby, but Cracker Barrel.
They still use it in prisons, too.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where?
The prisons. A little lye in the soap.
I don't know what's so good
for
about
the extra dirt.
Really? Okay.
I'm just saying.
It could be.
Well, they used to make us take baths with it. I mean, it didn't kill us. It didn't make the skin come off or anything. No. So.
My mom moved up here. She started putting soap powder in our bath water.
Trying to make sure y'all was clean, huh?
Oh, Mom. I don't think you're going to get this color off me. Soap powder and bleach. She did.
She used to put bleach in the water with us. Yes, she did.
Yeah, she was she'll scrub it. Like, you be shining when you come out the water. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my mother. But she taught me a lot. She was a good woman. She had a lot of wisdom. She sure taught us to be clean, if nothing else, I'm telling you. Boy. We're talking about old stuff now, so we went to another level.
Well, at that point in time, I was the audience.
True.
And I picked up listening. Certain things.
Mm-hmm. Observing mm-hmm. and listening to what was going on around you.
That's why it's important to monitor what we allow our children to watch on TV, the video games that they play, because that was one thing that I wish I didn't do. With them video games.
Well, we might be the worst actors.
Right. And you also have to watch what you say or do it, because kids mimic what they see us do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know at one point when I was over at Christ Missionary and the little kids, they will watch us. And one Saturday we was over there practicing them for youth choir. And these two little girls and a little boy, they was over there. One was the pastor preaching, and the other two was the sister sitting on the bench. One got up. I mean, she was shouting. She was shouting just like this one lady shouting in the church. And she said, oh, her hair fell off, too.
Oh, really?
So they do what they see us do.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That may be good. At least they know to go to church.
Yeah.
At least they know to go to church. Yeah, so. And shout. You know. Well, I like the subject. I really do. It's a good one. Good subject. So we are the actors. Mm-hmm. And people who observe us, they are the audience.
The audience.
And we are the audience of other people also. What goes on around us. What we see. What we hear. Others do. People say, well, don't be copying off of me. Well, sometimes we pick up things unintentionally. Just like we was up at my daughter's in, I think it was March or May, my baby girl. And I came back with her laugh. I had no intention. And I just realized I was laughing like her a month ago. I'm like, wow, that's Carrie's laugh. Where'd I get that from? Just picked it up, you know. So we do copy or mock other people, and sometimes it's unintentional, but we pick it up and go with it. So I'm like, where my laugh at? I ain't lost it somewhere along the way, so I gotta get it back. When I'll find it. So I mean, we do things like that. So when you realize that you've picked up something, mm-hmm. you know, then you have to resort to going back to who you are, you know, because I don't know what it is that this happens to us that we can pick up after other people. I don't necessarily like going to get that dress because I seen somebody else in it. Now, that I don't like doing. Mm-mm. What about you, Jesse? Mm-mm.
I hate to see myself in the street. That's why I make most of my stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, for instance, yesterday I went to church. I had on this jean dress that was off the shoulder. And this girl came around, we was taking up offering. And my first glimpse was, boy, she got on the same dress I have on. Mm-hmm. But then after she got around the corner, I said, oh, no, it's not. I was at peace because she didn't have on the same dress.
Oh, wow.
The top part of the dress was the same. But the sleeves on her dress, her jean dress that she had on, and it was made the same, but she had on a belt. So that made me kind of comfy.
You kind of chilled a little bit after that,
I did.
Right?
When I saw her come around the corner, I said, oh, Lord, no.
Oh, my.
I don't want to see my twin.
I know, that's right. I remember one New Year's Eve when the Elks Club was still in operation out West Center Street. Oh, I thought I was clean. I had picked this dress up. Oh, I thought I was clean. Had my heels on and everything, my hair set and everything. I get out. I see one girl with that dress on. I'm thinking, oh,
No, how many dresses did they make of this, you know?
There's three of us in the same place, same dress on.
Well, that's the thing about when Euler's was in the mall.
Euler's?
They had like 15 of one dress. I went shopping there. Okay. Kohl's is another one that have a lot of the same dress. I don't buy stuff in Kohl's either.
I don't know where I got this dress at. I don't know if I got this dress at Learners. Learners used to be downtown.
They used to have a lot of same dress.
I don't know if I got it there or where I got it from. But I didn't go back there to get anything, that's for sure.
I got a dress from, I know ain't nobody got this dress. Okay. I got a dress from my grandma Ethel, and she got it from Kiefer's downtown. And I still got the dress. I used to wear it, you know, but I still got it hanging up. It's over 60 or 50 or 60 years old. One of the two.
You got a vintage dress. Okay.
Yeah. And it's nice too. It's got the collar with the big bow you can tie.
Okay.
It's real cute.
Wow.
Go Ethel.
Right. Hold on to that, honey.
I have a dress that Sister Shirley gave me too. That she used to sing blues. Mm-hmm. And when her and Pastor first met, that was the first dress that he bought her. Because they were singing blues and blues and jazz clubs. And he bought her this dress. So I convinced her when she got ready to move from Marion. I said, Shirley, you ain't going to wear that dress, so give it to me. And every time I put that dress on, I get so many compliments.
Okay.
And I tell everybody, do you want me to tell you how old this dress is?
Don't care. It still look good.
Mama used to say, nothing don't get old but clothes, and they don't get old no more. Uh-huh. You can recycle them, right?
And every time I put the dress on, I would take a picture of myself and send it to her.
Okay. All right then. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to close that discussion on the stage of life. I think we've elaborated on that pretty good. I'm sure our audience got a sneak preview of them also not only being actors but also the audience of their lives and other people's lives. I do want you to reiterate about your event that's coming up.
The 8th Annual Gospel Fest Extravaganza would be Saturday, August 24th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And that is located at 475 East Fairground Street here in the city of Marion. And we will have live entertainment, vendors, and it's free admission. So please come and join us. There will be 23 different vendors. And come and join us and support the vendors. And we will have the live entertainment on stage. There will be someone on stage like every 30 or 45 minutes. That would be different. So come and join us and make this a joyous occasion here in the city of Marion. And some of the vendors we're having is African Fabric and Things, Bling T-shirt, Christian T-shirts, Torres Cosmetics, Lil Rose clothing for women and children, Shades of You designer eyewear for men and women, Ties with Tina, men's bow ties and neckties, and Patty Evans Bar and Beauty handcrafted soaps. And there's many more that's going to be with us also. And we will have food vendors. We will have the prayer cloth scarves by Jamila. So come and support us on this event, and all the money will be going to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. So again, that's 475 East Fairground Street, 10 a.m. August 24th until 5 p.m. Please come out and support us.
That should be a great time. Sounds like a lot going on. Live entertainment from Many groups from Marion, Ohio, and also from out of town?
Uh-huh, from Delaware.
From Delaware, Ohio. Okay, so we've had a good time. I have enjoyed myself. I would like to thank you, Jesse Thompson, for coming and sharing with us your event and to our audience. Thank you to my panelists, Daisy Away. Good to see you again.
Thank you for having us.
And also Jamila Harris.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you both for coming and sharing. You have been listening to The Chat with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And please stay tuned same time tomorrow. H. Good will be back from 4:15 until 5 p.m. If you would like to call in or ask him any questions, telephone number again is 740-383-9944. Remember, H. Good, he has a lot of fans out there, so he will be here tomorrow. So until next time, be blessed and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit. And she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing a contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. And I
think when I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. Uh-huh. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it. She was so nasty. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought The Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian-Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel you were being nasty, as she says?
No, I was not being nasty. She's overly sensitive. No one ever says that about me. That's the first time I've ever heard any guest say that I was not friendly to them. I'm always nice to everybody.
What was it like to sit next to Dick Cheney?
Uncomfortable.
Do you like a Jeb Bush or a Christie as far as, is that good competition for her or tough?
I think she can beat the pants off of both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is a man who's had a long relationship with boxing. He is HBO boxing analyst, Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
I'm good,
You say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far out and things can happen, but if it was happening tomorrow, and you know they're going to be in shape.
Call me on May 1st.
And I will expect that night, Larry, if you're just there as a fan at about 1 a.m. to get a phone call from you.
If I'm sober and if it's over by then, it's a deal.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days.
WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. In March of 1905, a band of Brazilian gypsies camped on a farm a few miles outside of Marion, Ohio. On March 20th, a woman known in the camp as Queen Cleo died during childbirth. The body of both woman and child were buried in St. Mary's Cemetery. The original handmade wooden cross is still in place. The cross has no name or information on it. A few years later, a small stone was also placed on her grave.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey, and you are listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. This station's more fun than a night on Rush Street. Holy cow!
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a half million autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740 262 5638, email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com, creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
Hey everybody, we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Fence, every Thursday morning at 9:10 a.m. right here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Pitsamurican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
At Zumbezi Bay, there are endless ways to enjoy your day. So whether you're a speedy slider, a tiny tighter, a super splasher, or a max relaxer, you'll love all our rides, tides, and water slides. Plus, admission to Zumbezi Bay gets you into the Columbus Zoo, too. So what are you waiting for? Yeah. Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Zumbezi Bay!
This is Adam Lepp, and you hear me talk every week about computers and politics. Yes, I do know quite a bit about those topics, but as a homeowner, I could never know enough about home repairs and improvements. However, I have great news. Join my friend D Skills every Saturday morning at 10:13 a.m. for the Skills to Envy program. Helpful tips, money-saving advice, and of course, a surprise or two. Skills to Envy, a fun and flavorful way to obtain useful information.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Ohio State Highway Patrol announced Monday that troopers will operate an OVI checkpoint to deter and intercept impaired drivers this week. The county where the checkpoint will take place will be announced the day prior to the checkpoint, and the location will be announced the morning of the checkpoint. If you plan to consume alcohol, designate a driver, or make other travel arrangements before you drink, don't let another life be lost for the senseless and selfish act of getting behind the wheel impaired. Operational support for the sobriety checkpoint will be provided by local law enforcement agencies.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. Sunshine today, but we could see some rain in the future. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1778, a Rhode Island hurricane prevented an impending British-French sea battle and caused extensive damage over southeast New England? Now you know with Marion, Ohio weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network.
Oh.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Monday in the Marion area, we'll see partly sunny skies, a high near 87 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 a.m., but mostly cloudy, a low around 70 degrees. For your Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then possibly a scattered shower before 1 p.m., a high near 82 degrees. For your Wednesday, another 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m., partly sunny, a high near 80 degrees. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking.